Mr. Trump has said if Canada and Mexico don't want to renegotiate NAFTA, he'll rip it up. During a recent panel discussion, Mark Fisher, president and CEO of the Council of the Great Lakes Region, said the deal may need to be modernized, but based on the facts, Fisher says, NAFTA has been a huge advantage for all three countries.
Since 1994, trade has roughly increased 3.5 times between the three countries. And when you look at the dynamics of that trade right now between Canada and the United States, you know, everything that's imported and exported across the border, particularly those goods exported back into the United States, you know, contain roughly, you know, 25 to 30% U.S. value in that product. You know, a car that's being made in the region typically goes across the border 6 to 7 times before its final assembly. So we just don't sell things to each other. We make things with each other.
Untangling the interconnectedness of supply chains and the movement of capital, Fisher says, would be hard to do.
And I think we need to recognize that it exists. It's good for both countries. It creates jobs. And we need to find a way, obviously, to renew and modernize these legal frameworks. But to suggest that, you know, doing trade with Canada is bad business for the United States, I don't think that thinking that will move the continent forward.
In fact, he says, Canada's responsible for 9 million jobs in the United States, including more than 600,000 jobs across New York State. Damon Piatek, president and CEO of Welke Customs Brokers in Tonawanda, says NAFTA benefits the region greatly.
And it's not necessarily jobs in manufacturing. We have jobs in other sectors that have grown because of NAFTA since 1994. Even in the logistics industry, the truck drivers, the warehouses, the number of CBP officers at the border, that's all a huge impact in our economy in Western New York, not to mention the amount of Canadians that come down here shopping, depending on the strength or the weakness of the U.S. dollar.
While cross-border shipments have increased dramatically under the deal, Piatek says some companies may not be impacted at all if NAFTA goes away.
Just because it comes from Canada doesn't mean NAFTA applies, that you have to look at your individual product, which may be duty-free anyways. And I see a lot of shipments coming across the border that they apply NAFTA to, and there's no duty on it. The general rate of duty is free. So what's the impact if NAFTA is there or not for that product? No impact at all.
Buffalo-based immigration attorney Eileen Martin says the number of legal immigrants has increased under NAFTA, and Martin says business visitors are only good for the United States.
The investors in the intercompany transfers, a lot of them, they're coming to the U.S. to expand their interests. Is it good for them? Sure it is. Do they hire Americans? All the time. You know, I've had some people question, well, you're bringing people in to steal Americans' jobs? No, I'm bringing people in to hire Americans, because that's what so many of my clients actually do.
Piatek suggests that companies involved in cross-border trade plan for the worst and hope for the best.
You really have to prepare for this in a way that we don't know what's going to happen, but the reality of the situation is, you know, there's been a campaign promise made. What is the reality of that campaign process? You know, promise, we'll find out.
Fisher, with the Council on the Great Lakes Region, says if the U.S. pulls out of its trade deals, China will likely step up. Chris Kaye, WBFO News.